This nigga didn't.
The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts.
Can I press some buttons and shit first, my nigga? Like, jeez. Like, can I get it going? I ain't even here yet. Look, it's on it, too. It's on it, too. Look, I put the flame on it. Like, it's on it.
Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may
arise. We here today. We locked in, man. Ready to go. We locked in, ready to go. Hey guys,
I've been lifting.
I'm El Uno.
I'm Trey B the Wonder.
This is the Straight Dope Show. Hope you're watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do, or checking us out on any place you hear podcasts. You know, we there too. This week, we ain't really got shit to talk about. That's important. Ain't shit important out here.
So we're just going to talk about mundane shit.
We're going to talk about the shit that I want to talk about. Number one, first thing, important, nigga, Vince Staples show.
I knew you were going here. First thing, I feel, everybody should talk about.
It's Vince Staples show.
Huh? Yeah. Wait, hold up. I'm going to let you finish. Things I think is important. Be on everybody's mind, you know what I'm saying?
The Vince forefront. Staples, nigga. Shout out to the homie.
If you wasn't watching,
you need to. You need to tap in. All right, go to the Netflix. Use somebody in turn if you ain't got one. All right, and see what's up.
Bootleg that motherfucker.
Matter of fact, he got some Vince Staples show episodes on his YouTube. If you ain't got Netflix, nigga, go watch them shit. Them shits is hilarious, dog.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Like, it's the same type of vibe. It's just the shit that he made first, right?
Yeah.
That shit is amazing, okay? Vince Staples on Netflix, Vince Staples on YouTube, Vince Staples music, nigga. Wherever that nigga pop up, y'all need to tap in and see if you fuck with it.
So we should just be Vince Staples fans now. We just throw ourselves absolutely under that stand label of Vince Staplers.
Hey, look.
We're Staples.
As somebody that knows me, shut the fuck up. As somebody that knows me, you know I'm not a fan of shit.
You don't. No, because I'm going to let you finish. But you fan for shit hella hard. It's random.
When I lock in.
But it's random.
When I lock in.
But hold up,
but when I lock in.
It's not that you don't fan. It's just that it's random.
No, I don't fan for just random shit.
It's just random shit.
I misspoke. I don't fan for just basic shit. Okay. I'm not just going to be a fan because you play basketball well. I'm not going to be a fan because you can hit a home run, my nigga. Just because you had a fire verse, I'm not locking in. You had a fire verse. I shout you out. But I'm not going to come back. Nigga, you got to do three or four of them. You got to do a whole song. You got to drop an EP I love. Like, you got to do extra shit.
And I'm old now, bro. I'm seasoned. I've seen a lot of great things.
And I'm not saying y'all ain't great. I'm just saying it's not enough for me to lock in.
That's not. It's like tuning into the circus, bro. There's a lot of circus acts that can be very mediocre. Mm-hmm. Or you could go to that one circus act where the whole thing is incredible. Well, and it's like, I'll tune into that.
I'll tell you like this. I went to Burning Man and seen niggas spinning fire. Crazy. It's crazy locations on top of fucking pyramids, nigga, on floating boats and shit. Just wild, right? Seen that shit. Then I go to like a regular event and I see somebody spinning fire.
One person.
And it's like, hey, bruh, I respect what you doing.
I appreciate your talent.
But you ain't them. You see that? And it's nothing against you. It's nothing against you. But, nah, you see what? If you see what I seen, you feel the same way.
Level of production that I have seen other people's do what you doing, it's not the same.
So I'm not saying you're not fly. I'm just saying it take a lot for me to be like, this nigga fly. I look at fucking Vince Staples. This nigga fly. I don't care what y'all say, bruh. Fucking man. Hey, my partner was like, hey, who Vince Staples? He was like, hey, he make that one song that's be like, magic. And I was like, yeah. He was like, how come I don't hear that enough? He was like, wait. I probably don't hear about it enough because it's too positive. And I was like,
He stopped himself and said that. Wait. I probably don't hear it enough because it's too positive. I know. It's cool.
But that shit's a slap, nigga. He was like, you probably heard it in the Acura commercial. He was like, I did. And it's like, I did, nigga, because he owned. Fuck with Vince Staples, son. Y'all need to. I'm trying. I rep him like we related. We not. But I wish niggas that was related to me rep me the same way.
Actually, so. You're not wrong. It's one of those, but I feel like when you even if it's just your friends, if you don't keep up with people enough, like if we don't talk every day, they're not about to put you on like that.
I hear you. I'm not like that. I don't talk.
Feel you. I'm not like that either.
Like, hey, real shit. If I see you doing something, I'll repost you. I'm gonna post you on my shit just cause, nigga.
This is
the
everybody,
homie,
though. This is friends. Yeah, family,
this is everybody across the board.
Nigga, people I met on the street.
Niggas I don't know. Cool. No, hold on. Niggas I don't know at all. I just see you got some fly shit. Hey, niggas can see this. Like Vince Staples, bruh. I don't know this nigga at all, but I know that I like his music. All right, he be talking that shit in the interviews. All right, and then he got a show, and I tuned in. It was nigga watched it immediately.
As a person, ran it back. Well, just as an entertainer, he has a great personality. So you know that gravitates you to him and whatever he does, because like he's good at music, and you know, yeah. I like his music, but You could look at him in a whole different respect just from seeing his interviews and be a fan of him.
Exactly.
Like, I've never even listened to his music before, but I just like what he says. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just think he's funny. Or you came across the his Vince Staples show, like yeah. his some the friend YouTube or something showed mm-hmm. you from some Odd Future, blah blah blah,
yeah,
blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and then you became a fan of him that way. Bruh. It doesn't have to be music. He's a great entertainer.
I'll tell you like this: I heard North North and love that song immediately. Right then, I was at Clusterfest and he performed. Now Clusterfest is a comedy music festival that only happened like two or three times, right? And he on the stage by himself. Feel me? And I think it just say Vince Staples on the screen, and he rocking this bitch from left to right. Nigga got the whole shit jumping by himself. No hype man. Nobody behind him. No, the DJ ain't saying shit. It's just the song and him really rapping.
That nigga nice.
Left to right, nigga.
I'm really good at this.
I'm like, yo, as somebody that tried to rap, I can respect all the energy and effort you put into that show.
So not everybody gonna be into you like
bruh.
That.
So from that point, I'm like, nigga, whatever Vince Staples dropped, I'm at least checking it out. I'm at least give him a look. I might not fuck with it. But you know what? I'm gonna respect him enough to be like, what you do?
You know what? I think what got me into him was, I think it was an Earl Sweatshirt song, I think Hive.
Uh-huh.
That verse that he put on there was one of those like, damn, he kicking it. He really kicking it. You know how you like get through the verse and it's like, whoa, shit, that was nice.
Nigga,
who is this?
When you double back, you heard the verse and then you think about some shit he said after his verse is done.
When it's still kicking in your mind.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I mean,
you know,
some shit,
some hour or two later, and it's like, it's not the song that's kicking in your mind. It was some shit that he said.
Exactly.
It's because he was nice with it.
Exactly.
I like Vince.
So with that, his show is kind of on that... on that Atlanta vibe, feel me? It's like the surrealist thing, but it's not surreal. It's what do you see in this image,
mm-hmm.
right? And looking at, like, bro, that whole shit just felt like a bro. Nigga going through it, bro.
Literally!
Like, shit was just happening to me like, fuck! Everything was
but
fuck.
No. His reaction to it is the same as, like, what's his name from Atlanta, where it's like, shit would happen.
Yeah.
You don't get that fuck from him,
nah,
where
it's like
you know how you get those shows where they have a monologue
mm-hmm.
and they tell you how I feel in these situations, and it's like it's not like that, but we know how this nigga feel.
He like Paperboy, bruh.
Yeah, it's like, where it's like the dude across, like you said, he's trying to stab. It's like, I know bruh got problems, but I don't know what's up. So I'm just chilling, like trying to be cool,
trying to figure this
like,
out.
Hey, guys, what's up with bruh? Yeah, I love that shit. Yeah,
the whole I think it's five episodes. All five episodes link together, but you gotta fucking pay attention to see how they link together. Like, it's literally a week. Just 1 week. Like, in five episodes, it's one day that some shit's going on. You don't even know what day it is.
Mm.
You just know it's a week. Because he end up at home with his girl watching TV, right? But it's, every day is some different shit, and it's like, damn, son... You ain't seen the bank episode. I really wanted to come down and break it down that bank episode, my nigga. Like, for those that are listening, he's shaking his head vigorously right now. Because I'm like, bro, I want to get into the details, nigga.
This is when...
It's the next one. Can I just tell you before you watch it?
No! This is when you gotta tell me. hey, I want to do an episode on this specific topic.
I did.
I want to do a topic on this specific episode.
I mean, I did though.
No,
because it's didn't. Like it's a
you
movie.
You said bro, watch the whole thing.
It's a movie broken down into five episodes.
And I can't
episodes.
Watch the whole thing, bro. I watched this shit at 3 a.m.
I wish Netflix would have just like not let the credits play and they just said the Vince Staples Show and they just jumped into the next going. Episode.
I would have paused it.
You wouldn't even know. You wouldn't
I
even
went
know.
To sleep.
You wouldn't know.
I would have. You would just been
like,
it.
Oh, that's another episode. I'll stop like through episode 3. You wouldn't have known, bro. You would have had no clue.
I'm hella done, bro. I'm hella done. No. It's
but not. All right, I won't. We gonna do it next week.
There you go.
But all this right. is where I say you gotta let me know. Because we could do this. We could do this with all kind of shows. Nigga, Avatar is coming out, son. You can get into it, son. Because I know you're not going to watch the cartoon, right? But you're going to watch the show, right? You're watching the show.
I mean.
You're watching the show, right? Yeah, right, nigga?
I can't say one way or the other. I'm going to be busy. I got shows coming up.
Oh, you're going to be
fact,
busy.
People,
huh?
Matter of fact, where the camera at? Hey, matter of fact, yo, I got some performances coming up. I'm going to be at Laughs Unlimited on March 20th. I'm going to be at Drink Easy Wines in Rancho Cordova on the 8th, bro, doing my thing. Feel me? So I might not have time to watch your show, watch the shows you were just talking
hey,
about.
Hey, yo, support my nigga, man.
I ain't going to say that to my chat.
I had to flip that into a promo real quick. So, Vince Staples, nigga. Mm-hmm. Since you didn't watch the show, I will not.
I watched the show. I watched one of them.
Okay.
And I will be watching the rest as the week
That's cool, bro. But since you haven't seen all the episodes, I will not go into a deep dive on the meaning of everything. I will not give you a detailed synopsis of every episode. Details and Easter eggs included until.
Eggs. I'm emergency awesome for hood niggas.
Nigga, new rock stars on this shit. Only bruh. On nigga shit though, bruh. This in Atlanta is the only shit I pay attention to details on.
I need you to start watching Raising Kanan because the finale already passed, but it was good this season.
No, you know what? I have no excuse for that because I watched the show at first mm-hmm. and I liked it.
You just fell off.
Yeah, that's it.
It's hard to get back.
You know what?
Shit.
I don't pay for stars. Fuck this.
On top of that,
like,
I'm not about to pay for your bullshit subscription.
Like, I fuck with 50. I see what he doing over there, but I'm like, stars.
You're
my
the
nigga?
Only one. You're the only one. Honestly, I don't really care for his other shows like that. I like Power.
Mm-hmm.
Power was cool. It wasn't like the greatest to me. Like, people really like Power. Yeah. I think Power was cool.
Okay.
Ghost, it's all right to me.
Uh-huh.
Force with Tommy.
Nah, that ain't it.
Okay. Ain't it to me. It's stupid. Okay. You know how, like, we problems happen because we want to keep
plot devices.
You know, just keeping it yeah. going.
They just making up
no
some shit.
No sense, bro. Okay. It's just shit happening every single time. We're going to pull out of it somehow. It's just going, you know.
No, it's Magnum P.I., but with the
it was the same thing
on.
At the end of Power, and I didn't care for that shit.
Uh-huh.
And then Ghost has the same thing going, but it's more like you want to see how the kid comes out of it.
Okay.
But I can see how they develop that. But in the other show, it ain't the same. Tommy's just crazy.
And he be getting into shit.
How does he always get out unscathed? No, I'm good.
Because he Magnum P.I. He the hood version. He do some wild shit. He get into it. Do some wild shit and he get out. Bam. Tommy, nigga.
This is why I like Raising Kanan. Because Rock, the show is mostly evil. About her.
Uh-huh.
But they don't say that.
Well, not because it's raising the kid, but she's raising
it's,
the kid.
Yeah, it's uh-huh. her, bro. She's the fucking, she's sick, bro. Like of
hey,
all of
great
the characters
actress too, she's pretty solid.
Beyond just her, like as the actress that's beyond her character, of all the characters that's in the realm of Power, that's the best one he's created.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. More than Kanan, more than anybody else. Ghosts, mm-hmm. that's his best
hey,
character.
But you know what? To be fair, if you equate Power to 50 Cent's story, it's kind of like the his. I don't know what his mom was up to. but they said she was in the streets like that. Mm-hmm. You feel, see what I'm saying?
I know.
So, it's like, it's the story that you would have best of would be hers, because that's the person that you watched. And I'm not saying he wrote the story, but I'm saying that's the person that built whatever he turned into.
It makes sense.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, everybody else's story is, I know a part of it, and then we make up the rest. This one, I know.
He probably wanted it to feel like this.
You know what I mean?
Than anything, yeah. Yeah, this show has a different feel to it than the other one. Mm-hmm. There's more seriousness to the show. Yeah, everything that happens, it feels like there's more
gravitas.
You know, that layer of like, oh, what's about to happen? It doesn't feel like everybody's just going to get through. Like, there was an episode where we feel like the brother was about to die. Uh-huh. One of the brothers was about to die. Mm-hmm. You don't know that he's, you know, if he's going to get
you don't know what, yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah, okay, they holding you on. That's a great story. Like I said, I liked it when I watched it. And I think what happened is I just stopped paying for stars and then never checked back.
You, bro, you gotta get up on that download.
I mean, you know what? I jettisoned Peacock and then put Pick Stars up, because I ain't watching nothing on Peacock
There you go. Drop one, get one. Drop that bitch again.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about? You know how it go. So with that, Vince Staples is the best.
Yeah, you're right. Because I'm waiting. You know, I'm gonna go back and watch
that. Shit is great, bro. The bank. To Black Business episode where they at the bank, the episode where they at fucking they at the family reunion, episode where they at fucking Surf City is like a knockoff.
Watch, can you give us a week to watch?
No, nigga.
And then we gonna come back and talk about these episodes.
I'm only giving you the details that's in the little header. I ain't giving you nothing past that. And then the last episode, though.
This nigga said every episode, bruh. Yo. You need to watch every episode, because every episode was dope.
And it matters. The last episode is on some Kill Bill shit.
A word.
That shit lit. That shit is wild. The whole get down from start to finish is like, what the fuck is going on?
Kapow.
Y'all that watch know what I'm talking about.
Okay, man.
So. All right. Moving on. I won't say no more because I'm going to say too much.
I can't with you, bro. But I'm about to be the same way on my other shit. And yeah. I need you to watch.
I tap in sometimes.
No, you're not.
You know, I watch the beginning and the end.
Yeah. I need you to watch.
I will. The beginning and the end. First and last episode. What are we talking about? We talking about Big T's High Tops? Or we talking about Clay Tops?
Big T's High Top. What?
You know, the Trump January 6th.
January 6th.
Is that what we naming them?
They called the Never Surrenders or something like that.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You know the name on the box?
Never Surrender.
So, you know what I mean? They might as well be.
Are you serious?
Positive.
It says Never Surrender.
We're going to talk about it again. On old news. Oh, yes. I read the story.
This nigga is, he different.
I ain't mad. I see the point,
I'm not
bro.
Mad at him, because if they gonna buy my shoe, nigga, get me out of this financial debt. I mean,
really?
Nigga, and help a nigga out.
400 a pair. 400 a pair for the gold T high tops.
I don't even know what to say. It's such a good play where it's like, I know y'all niggas love me. Y'all gonna buy my shoe, right?
They sold
buy
out.
My
shoe. His face. Did y'all see his face, bro? He wasn't ready. Granted, we don't know how many they sold.
It don't fucking matter, nigga. The whole idea was, I'm about to release these shits so they know I got a shoe coming. Them shits sold out? That mean they want them. Cool.
Make
more
of
them, bitches.
Hey, bro.
Oh, man. Whatever, dude. I mean, if y'all love them like that, like keep them out there, I guess. You know, get them paid.
That's what you want to do?
Bruh, I'm like...
We were supposed to talk about him having to pay, what, 500?
Half a billy. He on the hook for half a billion in court fines and costs.
All right, but that's all right.
and he's selling y'all shoes. $400 a pop.
So $400 a pop. We gonna be all right.
But see, but my thing is, it's not. He not. He's all right. My bad. It's not new for him to just put his name on whatever is popping.
Yep.
Whatever is out there moving, bro. He had a Trump board game. He had Trump steaks. He got Trump plates. Before he was president, they had plates that was Donald Trump.
And my name is popping more now than it ever was then. So why, y'all gonna sue me?
So I I'm not, I understand the play. I ain't mad at him for it. It's just really one of those, like, how can you constantly tell me how successful he is when all he do is sell his fans? Dumb shit. The same shit.
Because he's successful with his fans.
No, check this out, though. The same shit that they get on YouTubers for, right? Niggas is on YouTube. And they'll sell some shit, right?
Anything.
It'll be whatever.
I remember the cookies. What was the girl's name? She sold some cookies and they was hating on her for selling the cookies.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm sure people
It was
do.
One of them videos that was playing. And yeah. I didn't know who she was, but I remember the dude breaking down and she sold some cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And they was hating on her. Because the cookies was overpriced.
Something wrong. Yeah. And they were
somebody else's cookies. The Pokemon. Put her name on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas love me. Buy my cookies.
Enough to buy my cookies that are
What's
overpriced.
What's the problem?
Right.
Because y'all love me, right? Buy my cookies.
Exactly. Hey, so it's the same with him. But what I'm saying is, we can't live in a world where regular individuals that have a fan base that do this same shit get vilified because they're taking advantage of their fan base or they're selling them some shitty products. But then
you're not taking advantage.
No, wait.
Giving them what they want.
No, but this one individual does this shit, and the same people that like to call out cats for selling them cookies mm-hmm. or selling whatever the fuck or promoting some kind of brand that was giving them money for advertisements. The same cats will be like, oh, well, see, this is pretty cool. And but, so it's like, come on, dog. It's all the same shit. We living in the influencer market, right?
Yeah, dude.
Niggas is just going to slap their name on shit and be like, buy my shit.
Like. It's literally just what you like.
That's
if you
it.
Like the Super T high tops, then you're going to get them shits.
Yeah.
And it's going to be okay for you.
That's it.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
We are hating, but we put out a place and a surface where it's okay to do the bullshit that you like to do.
But that, it's, but okay. We can't equally say it's okay to do the bullshit you do and then hold other people to standards. Now, that's where I'm at. Cause
I'm looking at it like it doesn't really matter. Fuck it, you're gonna buy his shit anyway, right?
If you was gonna buy it, yeah.
If you're a fan of him, and this is where we talk about people being fanatic,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing you can really do about it. They're going to be fans.
They're gonna be fans regardless.
Let them sell them their bullshit, just like he left them out in the cold. You know, let them sell them their bullshit. It's gonna be fine, but it's gonna be fine. Mm-hmm. He's gonna do what he needs to do. He just had this case go wrong for him. For what? 2 weeks? I had a plan for that.
Hey, but
my plan is working. Good for him. Literally. Like, that's all I have to say.
Well, see, I mean, and also, let's be investigative about this. We knew when the verdict was coming. Do we think it's a surprise that the next day he was selling the shoes? Do we?
No.
Like, that means he know what was about to happen.
And we should be okay with what happens after. Because you understand that this man has fans like that. If all you're going after him for is money, then you don't actually want justice for him anyway. You just wanted to hit his pockets.
Mm.
And you did hit his pockets. Mm-hmm. But this is a great businessman. So what does a great businessman do?
He
levels up to Super Saiyan 2, son. I still have ways to get by. I do business. I got more money. My name is ringing. Like, if this is what matters to you, you're not going to stop him.
As long as my name is ringing, I don't care how much I owe.
Did you care about getting them behind bars? Did you care?
Is that the goal, right?
Is
that the goal? Hey, no, you're right. You're right. You hit the nail on the head. Damn, you be right sometimes. I don't like that.
You be right sometimes. I don't like that. We do a podcast together.
I want to be right all the time. But
we can be
you
right
made
together.
A
I feel like we just had this moment.
Nah, because you that like everything you said was correct, bro. What's the end goal? If your end goal is to just hit his pockets, right, cool, bro. He didn't probably been bankrupt before. We just don't know. You did?
He has, and he never pays.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've
come out with another business.
I know how to make the fake numbers move, so it's good. But if you're trying to put me in jail, it's a different story. And that's
way different. That's where the sweat was coming
and
from.
And that doesn't seem that like that's anybody's weight, end bro. Goal, right? That's nobody's end goal is to put him in jail. They was talking that shit early. But now we all we seeing is fines when the shit hits the books, right?
When it really came down to it, we wanted fame out of this. We wanted to, you know, get our name out
get
there.
Get it ringing, right? I got a position I'm running for. You know what I mean? Hey, that's how Giuliani got his shit. So.
Hey, what's the black lady's name that they going after?
Fannie Willis?
Yeah, she was another one where it's like her name popped immediately and it's going to pop forever because of this case. But at the same time, there's good and bad with it. They're going after you because of who you went after.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I'm pretty sure she's fine with it. But at the same time, this is what it comes for. You know, do you have fans like that? Are they going to back you up the same way they back him up?
No. To get fans like Trump got, you got to be Jordan for 40 years. Right? Like, because Trump is, what, 70, 80 years old? Mm-hmm. They got news articles of him back in the 70s, nigga. Before I was born. I'm old as fuck right now. Before I was born. Talking about how he looked like Robert Redford and he was making moves and shit and he was just 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And he been on that train, nigga, calling the reporters and shit to hype him up for 40, 50 years now. What does that do to Joe Schmo that's reading the stories about him?
Yeah, it's,
you see what I'm saying?
But it's hard for people who's like my age or younger to understand and quantify what that actually means. You've been hearing me for too long.
Nigga, I've been, like I just said, kids your age that were born when Jordan was playing. After his best statistical years, y'all was born and still know who Jordan is. Mm-hmm. Imagine niggas that's 20 years older than you, a fan of somebody that they watched be a multimillionaire businessman and tycoon. He had board games. He had books. He had stakes. He had magnets. He got high tops. Like you see what I'm saying?
He was like Hammer for white people.
Bro, he was on TV.
Yeah. He was like Hammer for white people.
Yeah. That's it.
Way back in the 80s.
Way right? back. Yeah, bro. Yeah, way before. Was yeah. He was the one. So you never disrespect. You, like, the image that he built up. Because I ain't going to say he's dumb. He not dumb, bro. He had to be a genius to know how people would view him through the media.
Well.
Like, because think
people,
about it.
Because people talk about the intelligence thing as if they don't understand who he's playing his stuff to. If you already know he's appealing to them, then you know that he's not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say one and then take it away for the other. You know he's playing up to his fans.
Absolutely.
So he has to speak in a certain manner.
Mm-hmm.
You know this is a great businessman because he does what he does all the time.
Been getting away with it for years.
Just got away with it again.
He ain't go to jail.
Just hit me, right?
But I'm still out here running. I'm still running my thing. Trying to make my moves.
Bro.
Got just my blazer red.
He literally did what Kanye did, right? Where it was one of those. I'm gonna talk all this shit.
Can I take myself off camera when you say that?
Yo, I'm gonna talk all this shit, right? And then I'm gonna drop something. And everything is going to be fine. It don't matter what I was talking about.
You know
before.
What? Because we only going to talk about the shit I just dropped.
Every time, bruh. And I'm pretty sure Kanye got that from somebody bigger than him. And he just been following their model. And it's like, y'all niggas is slow. Y'all fucking stupid.
I ain't, you know what? Speaking of Kanye, have you heard his new album?
I didn't even know he had a new album.
Him and Ty Dolla $ign dropped Vultures.
I don't like Ty Dolla $ign. Can we stop for a second and just say that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
At all?
Nah. You know how there's a certain sound?
It's interesting.
But you know how there's a sound that people have?
Mm-hmm.
There's just like, it's like clubby, I guess. Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't like his sound. I don't like the way he sounds on beats. I don't like the way he raps. I don't like the words that he chooses to use. You know how, like...
Can my eyes get bigger? Hold up.
It's one of those things where it's like, I'm not trying to take away from your talent at all.
You just don't like it.
I don't like the way you come off and the way that you do your music or whatever. You know,
I hear
mean?
You.
The type of sounds that you like to use. I don't like Ty Dolla $ign. I feel like, what is his name? Damn. Travis Scott is like Ty Dolla $ign,
oh,
right?
Shit. You don't like him either?
No, I think he's like the better version. If there's a better version of you out there, I don't need to go to you. We've said this before about other people.
I hear you. Not like I hear what you said. I don't feel that way about Ty Dolla $ign. It's just it's interesting because I've never heard anybody say that.
I think they make the same shit.
But I see what you're saying. Yeah. So I have no rebuttal to your comments. It's like if you don't feel it, you don't feel it. Because I kind of to me, there's no range in his sound.
Mm-hmm.
He has his sound. And his sound is useful in certain aspects.
And certain types of songs that I never usually care to listen to.
There you go.
And that's where I say the Travis Scott thing. I don't really like Travis Scott type of music, but I know he's good at what he does.
Yeah,
and if I was listening to that sound,
mm-hmm.
we'll go to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think they make the same type of music.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, I have no rebuttal to your comments.
Is like the Drake thing where Drake does other people's type of music. But if Drake does your type of music, why should I listen to your music if I could just listen to Drake?
And I like him more.
Exactly.
And I like how he does it more.
Yeah. There's no point in
you. Yeah, like I said, I have no... That's a fair critique. I have nothing. I can't come back and be like, nah, Ty Dolla $ign got hits. He got hits, but if you don't fuck with him, you don't fuck with him. I can't.
Yeah, but it's they subjective. All got hits.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. It's like, so what does that mean?
Nothing anymore.
It doesn't.
You know who I've been listening to lately?
Today.
No, Brent. How you say his
Brent
name?
Faiyaz?
Yeah, I like his shit a lot.
Hey, nah, you know who I fuck with right now? My nigga Masego. Nigga, he played a saxophone.
Oh, for real?
That nigga,
you gotta put me on, bro.
Crazy,
you gotta
bro.
Put me on, cuz.
That nigga Masego go crazy, dude. Every time he got that.
I'm trying to hear every saxophone riff I can. No, but for real. Cause you know how
I don't
you
know
get in a play, boat when you just working and shit?
Look, I don't know if he played, but I know when they was announcing.
Saxophone.
When they was announcing the tour, the nigga pulled the saxophone out the shit, and I was hyped. Cause I was like, yo, this nigga go crazy.
I'm with that. I'm with that.
So,
wait, because we talk about music for this just a second. There's some more people I've actually been trying to listen to, because there's a bunch of people I've actually listened to.
Oh, shit.
No more, like, hip hop.
Wait, no, you're out of the side A zone. You know,
all the side A's. It's in the side A.
Now you got playlists built up of shit that's like this.
It's like this. Naomi Sharon is one that I kept telling you about, right?
Okay.
Naomi Sharon sounds like her.
I think you sent me something.
She sounds like her.
Okay.
And she has just a bunch of music. And she doesn't sound like her on all her songs, but she can. So that's why I liked her in the first place. But she's just good consistently.
Okay.
What's her name? She does Spanish music, like Mexican shit.
Kali Uchis. Her. You know what? We've talked about her before because she opened for Tyler the Creator, and I knew a couple of her songs before then, and her music sounds great. I did not enjoy the live performance.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, that was it. Like, and again, her music sounds great. I'm telling you what I experienced.
The crowd was going. I'm listening to this shit, and I'm thinking in my head because I feel the same way about Brent's music. Where I'm like, if I was to go to a show, I don't think he'd sing any of these well. Even if he can sing, I don't think any of these are going to sound in a way that makes me be in a crowd and be like, oh, I want to hear more of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just want to hear this when I'm just out, I guess, or in a car or something. It has a better feel than being out in a stadium.
Yeah. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've definitely heard her music in the headphones and slapped the fuck out of it.
Yes, because like, it's like, I can do this. But you know
and she
what?
Did, and her version of Red Llama or Red Llama Llama Red
Yo,
Pajamas.
That shit is nice.
She went crazy. Yeah. I can't say she didn't. I can't say she didn't. She went crazy. Okay.
Llama Llama.
But I'm just saying, when I seen her live, I wasn't impressed.
It wasn't the shit.
That's it.
Her voice is something. But you, what I was going to say is, because we're comparing them to Sade, Sade has a feel to her music that when you go to a live performance, it still feels like the song. And it's, we know how we talk about people who can't translate when they rap. It's the same in music. If you can't translate it when you perform it, but it's still you, it doesn't take away from the song.
Right.
It takes away from your performance of the song. And that's probably what she's going through, where it's like, I just make really good sounding music.
But it she definitely does. Like, she definitely does. But I felt like there was some, it felt like something was off to me.
It's probably like not performative song.
The audience loved it.
Because they know it.
But I'm like, that's it. They knew the word. I'm like, I don't know.
But that's the same with Britt. If I didn't know his music and you took me to his concert, I'm not going to leave that concert being like, oh, that was my favorite shit. I'd probably like one of the people who came before him, like warming up for him more. Because T-Zo I touchdown. Don't know their music.
T-Zo touchdown. Didn't know nothing about him until I seen him. It was like, ah, T-Zo.
But look, the reason why is they're coming out with the mindset and the process of saying, they don't know me, so I need to give them something that makes them want to look into me. Everybody else is already coming to see Brent.
Right.
If I'm coming to the show and I don't know Brent, he's not performing for me.
Right.
He's performing for all of these
folks
people
that know him.
The niggas that came before him was performing for me.
For everybody. Hey, like, I need new fans. Follow me. See
I'm
me.
That guy.
Hey, no, everything, you know what's funny is everything you saying is the run up to the Tyler show, because it was T-Zo touchdown. I never heard Brett before. Didn't know who he was. Just seen him open it up. It was like, okay, heard his songs. It was like, hey, I fuck with him.
It's kind of nice.
And then it was Kaliukis. And it was like, I heard her songs before, but I feel like this should be better. That's it.
Yeah.
Then it was Vince Staples. Of course, I was impressed because that's my nigga. And then Tyler should shut it down. But everything you said as far as people knew, I don't think anybody knew who T-Zo was. Somebody might have, but he wasn't known like that. We don't know his songs like that, right? Kaliukis, niggas know her shit. So everything you said fits that run-up where it was like, yo, he's playing to everybody. He trying to touch everybody in here.
I just want y'all to get
and
on
she
my
knows
shit.
That people know her songs because they singing them back to her. So she can dial it back a little bit and it's still going to rock
because vibe off my song.
They hearing their favorite song live. So everything you said was right. Again, nigga.
I don't even go to shows, nigga.
Fuck this nigga. Fuck this thing, like, for real.
I just know the game, bro. I just know the game.
I mean, it sounds like it because everything you said was exactly what I saw. And I didn't, you wasn't there.
Well, you got to think of how am I going to promote this person?
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. And because I would probably do the same thing, bro. If I'm stepping on stage and everybody in the crowd is my family, it's definitely a different show
than it
is when all of you niggas is looking at me like, what's this nigga about to do?
This is why they do radio shows.
Like,
well, look. It's the difference from like the rapper type people. So if you were like a rapper, right, I need to do a radio show for you to understand that I'm a rapper in the first place. It isn't even that I have skills.
Yeah,
like, I can get on this mic and freestyle and be great, or I can be ass. The whole point is, I got a song coming up after this, and I need you to hear it, right? If I was a singer, I'm not going to really get that moment.
Right.
And you don't really care. You just want to hear the song. And
just play the song. Is it good? Is it good or not?
She's still one of those artists that they're going to bring to the radio and ask me questions and talk about, because I want you to get my name popping. If you like my song.
I want you to like me, not my music, per se.
You know what I mean? She's probably that personality. She's fine as fuck, too.
She is.
And she don't have to be. She could be ugly as shit. Nah, for real. She has enough.
She don't have
like,
to be, nigga. That's the wildest fucking statement I've ever heard. This nigga said she fight his shit, but she don't have to be. She could be ugly. Like, wait, what, nigga?
She got a voice that makes you want to hear her or
as you go tap
anyway,
in regardless.
No matter what. It's just the voice. You know how some people can sound so good they look better? You keep laughing at this shit I'm saying, but you know it's real.
Because you sound fucked up. I can't just be okay with T. Like, yo, I'm just supposed to rock? Like, yeah, you right. You right, her voice sexy as shit, but her, you know.
She doesn't have to look good. I don't have to see her ever, bro. Like, you know how back in the 60s, we didn't even know what people would look like when they had
when they put the white folks on the Isley Brothers album?
She could be one of those. There was like, we didn't even know she was Spanish and did Spanish music. We thought she was like a white woman or something. And she played it. She do the pinup like the white girls, right? Right? Then when they see her live, she hear the Spanish shit and be like, I don't like her music. And they whole vibe switch up and shit because they thought process of her has been changed. It wasn't what I thought it was supposed to be. She don't have to be anything. Nigga. Her voice sounds like this, bro. Just market her voice. And that's probably what they do. Just market her voice. They don't market anything else. It don't even matter. You just put her on the Llama Llama shit. Market her voice, nigga. She like Drake with it. Just put her on anything.
Hey, yo, when she hop on the song, no, you ain't mad. Like, you're not...
Sound good.
You're not like, what is this? You're like, hey.
You could get, like, what's a power singer you can think of that always makes good music? Like good soul-sounding music?
I have no idea.
What's that one white girl this with Rich Paul?
Oh, Adele.
You put Kali Uchis on an Adele song, just doing the chorus. Telling you, bro,
that shit go crazy.
That shit would go crazy, right? You will be like, oh my god, that's my favorite.
Them doing a duet or some shit.
Yeah, and it's not because Kali Uchis can out sing Adele or anything close.
It's
because
she add. When she pop, she just adding to it, bro. She the icing on the cake.
She's the best fucking whipped cream you gonna get, boy.
I agree with that. So, songs by Masego in my playlist that you need to hear are Veg Out and Silk. Okay. And he featured on Silk, but Silk is I be posting it all the time. Silk. That shit slaps, man.
I don't know, but I believe you. I'm going to say I believe you. You be listening to some shit, bro.
And then Veg Out.
You be posting shit that I listen to be on the under, and I be like, hey, he know this? Let me tap this.
Oh, that flowetry?
It be random. Okay, so hold up, though. That flowetry is on some different one. That's one of my top five songs ever.
Oh, shit.
Like, I love that word. Song. That Say Yes?
Yeah.
Dude, hold up. Hold up.
That nigga said top five ever. Ever.
No,
nigga,
for real.
Niggas know thousands of songs. That nigga said top five.
I didn't even know you was about to say that. But I don't even know Flowetry's other music like that. You know what I mean? I know Say Yes, and I listen to that song religiously.
Oh, shit.
Yes. It's like there's a Tina Marie song my mom showed me. What was it called? Out on a Limb? That's like one of my like, yo.
Tina Marie is one of them though. Like,
have you heard Out on a Limb?
I'm gonna put it on my playlist. Yo. I don't know if I have or not. I'm not gonna say I have. I don't know.
Out on a Limb is one of those where it's like if I was hosting a judging contest or some shit.
If somebody popped up with Out on a Limb?
No. I would make three of them, whoever, sing Out on a Limb, and whoever did it the best would be the one who won. It's like, there's so much skill and range in this one song. If you can actually do this shit, I know you nice.
Yo, nah, Tina Marie is sang a duet with Rick James, nigga, on the...
What, Fire and Desire?
Yes, nigga. That's another one. That's my shit. That is probably the fucking best song ever, man.
Ah, man. Do you listen to Street Life?
The
album. The Street Stories or whatever they call it.
I've heard it. That's Rick James, right?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Ghetto, have you heard Ghetto Life?
Yes, that's just... Bruh. No. Have you heard Ghetto Life remixed by fucking Busta Rhymes, nigga, with Rick James singing that bitch?
No! Yeah!
Nigga.
This is why we gotta talk about music, son.
Nigga. That Ghetto Life with Busta... It was on Busta Rhymes, probably like 10 years ago. Whatever album he had, like, you know, Busta Rhymes got hella albums,
bro. I gotta look this up when we get off, bro. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know about that.
That shit.
Slap that on the way home. Yeah. Slap that on the way home. Yo. I'm fucking with that.
See, this is why I had to stop us, because I was like, no, let's talk about music for a second. I've been dipping and dabbling and some other things, you know? Like, that's why I said Brent. How you say his last name?
Faez.
Who else? There's some more, because Sir is really nice.
Sir.
S-I-R. I don't know any songs off the top of my head that I can say, because it's like Still Blue that has Joe Scott in it.
Oh, you one? Have one. You, John, the red corn. The where was the black one?
Oh, that slapped.
That shit slapped, don't it? Yeah, yeah. I was on that shit a minute ago and people wasn't on it.
I feel like you showed me that shit before and I just was like poo-pooed it and was like, all right, this nigga just did.
Nah.
I think it was just, I feel like I think my initial response was, I just think it just did Black King of the Hill. So what?
Ah!
Then
I was like, yo, this is like some, not only is this some shit that niggas go through, it's one of those like, did y'all actually watch the show? Because John Redcorn was living a fucked up life and he was singing about that shit.
When I seen it, when I find, like, I don't know, you know, it came across the feed again and I paid attention and was like, oh, this shit slapped.
Yeah, dude, it's got a nice ring to it. I like his music in general. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just listen to his playlist, mm-hmm. he's got good music.
Okay.
So I said Cali, Naomi Sharon, Sir, and
Masego.
Brent. No, Brent.
Oh, you talking about those?
Who else listening to?
You been on that R&B wave.
Oh, hell yeah, son. Hell yeah. Slow shit, smooth shit. I even picked up on that Jhené Aiko, that shit, that from hell years ago.
Is it the 2088 with Big Sean, or is it some other shit?
The first song she came out with, the slap.
I think, I don't know the name, but I know what you're talking about. You know what else you should throw in there then? Is, what's the girl name? What's the girl name from the band?
Ari Lennox?
Do you know who she that slapped is? Too. She got some slaps.
Slap, bro.
What's the girl's name? She got that song Crazy. I can't think of her name. She's from the Bay. And I don't know. I can't think of her name right now. Hold on, bro.
You gotta put me on.
I'm about to find
you
right now.
Put me on. You
know who, we've talked about her before. You know who she is. It's Crazy. That shit slap.
I don't know that song.
Everything I do it with a passion. Oh my god, nigga, you suck.
See, I've been trying to expand my horizons.
Nigga, I don't feel like I'm getting the appreciation here.
No, you have. Like, I ain't mad, you know what I mean? That's good. And to be fair, rap's just not it right now.
Rap is not it.
Even when I get some of these R&B songs where they got rappers on the chorus.
You skip that nigga's verse?
I just skip the song. I'll be like, nah, bro, this ain't it.
You don't even give it.
I don't want to hear it, bro. I do not want to hear it. I really don't.
But yeah, Ari Lennox is another good one.
I can't find her, bro. I can't think of the name. And I can't. And it's, the Crazy is not spelled correctly.
That's okay.
But okay. I fuck with her. If y'all follow my story, y'all seen her up there.
You be posting a lot of good music.
I try to keep niggas up.
Yeah, you definitely do. If people actually tap in and hit the songs that you send.
Because when I post songs, my shit is usually slow old love songs from like, you know, way back in the day. That's what I be posting.
Yeah.
If you don't like that shit, you're not going to like my music. You be on like all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah,
like a DJ would.
The slaps.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Same.
I like good. To be fair, I like good music. Like I fuck with classical music. I fuck with the Frank Sinatra type shit. I fuck with the big band shit. I fuck with jazz. I fuck with everything because it sound great.
I need some Billie Holiday, bro. I never even thought of that. I need some of her in my shit. I need that kind of voice in my playlist.
That's what's up.
I need to think about that on my way home.
So,
thank you, son. Thank you.
So, with that's a far away from Big T's High Tops. We're going to keep it pushing and move into the NBA.
Talking, bro. Just talking. What the fuck? And it felt good. The whole conversation.
Yeah, no, that felt like good. That felt necessary. Niggas need to know. Listening to dope shit. But, the NBA All-Star game was this weekend. Did not give a fuck.
Okay, so wait. some of it was cool. But I think the mindset around the All-Star game kind of needs to change from the players' perspective, because I still like the events, and I feel like the people who are trying to put these on, they're trying really hard to make them good.
Bruh, nobody wants to be there.
Yeah.
It's literally you already said you can't take games off and shit like that, right? So I'm working 3 months straight, mm-hmm. right? We get to the All-Star break. If I'm not an All-Star, I get to go home for a weekend.
A whole week.
Right, right. A whole week. Yeah. I get to go home. I don't got to deal with niggas. I don't got to practice. None of that shit. I go home.
For a week.
Right? Just letting it go. In that week, because y'all selected me and y'all want to see me like you don't see me 82 games a year.
Now you want to see me around everybody else, the cool group. This is the, you know, when everybody gets together. This is like, you know how... you have rallies
where
kids go.
I get it.
But you gotta imagine yourself as not one of the cool kids trying to be in the place where all the cool kids go. Like if all the cool kids threw a party where all the other cool kids from the other schools decided to stay at one place, you know you wanna be there, but you're not gonna get invited, right? No. But if you spend an exorbitant amount of money, you can still get in and be around and the people that are wanting to be seen. Get where the cool people are, son.
Yeah, see, the thing is...
Where was it even at this time?
Indiana.
Wow.
The thing is, and it was snowing. The thing is, you said, like, what you're saying sounds correct. The problem is the cool kids don't want to fucking be there.
I know.
Like, they would rather be at home. Again, look, it's again, you at work, right? I've worked for 3 months. The break comes up, and y'all be like, we've selected you to represent your team at the conference.
You know what that feels like to me?
Punishment!
No, hold up. You know what it really feels like? Feels like I'm in fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
What's that show? Was it the Hunger Games?
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta die for my team. Exactly. Or hopefully survive.
Exactly. That's what it, bro. You, just because you've been great and people love you, they want to have a special place where they can see you. And as a regular person, that would like be like...
Oh my God, it is the Hunger Games. Because they really dress them up. And they put them out there. They put them in uncomfortable positions. They got to, like,
it's do a really pageant good
in front of us. It's the Hunger Games. The All-Star Games is literally the Hunger Games. Wow.
So you see why niggas...
never put that together.
This is why niggas don't like it, bro. Because, like I said, listen to how I'm explaining it.
Yes, but it's like you got to dress me up and
bro,
and
you trotting me out here mm-hmm. to be a pageantry... For the people that already pay for us 82 times
all
a year.
All the time, yeah.
The cats that want to come see us, I don't give a fuck where you live. If you wanted to see LeBron James, you will fly to Indiana if he in Indiana that weekend. If you want to see him
bad. It's not necessarily a good thing for you, too. Because, like, look, Jaylen Brown did the dunk contest, right? Mm-hmm. A person of his stature and famous, like, you know, his
level of hype.
Yeah, all-star, everything. Nobody usually does it. No mm-hmm. one's going to do that. That not has anymore. His kind of stature. And he did it. Wasn't the best.
Yeah.
But people shitted on him.
Yeah.
So if I was in his position.
There's no benefit.
There was no benefit for it. And if I was telling him, like, as a friend, it's like, why the fuck did you even do that?
Mm-hmm.
And he could tell you, oh, I just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
But it was bad for you. That was bad for your name, your image,
but
your
see, publicity. But here's the thing is. We live too much in that arena, right? Where it should never be bad for you showing up for the fans.
There you go.
That's for y'all.
He's still disparaging them. And but that's what... You know who I really want to talk about on this All-Star game?
Okay.
Fucking Kenny. Who? Kenny Smith.
Oh. Uh-oh.
He was such a dick the whole time, bro.
I didn't watch none of it, so I wouldn't know.
Dude,
so I'll expect you to
killing me. It's like every negative comment that you can think of to either disparage a person, the All-Star game in general, how you feel it wasn't big enough. He had just every negative old nigga comment while the All-Star game was happening. It's like, nigga,
Go home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't enjoy
this,
like
this shit, go away. But that's what I'm. But that's kind of what I'm saying. We've already explained that it's the Hunger Games, right? And then it's the effort that cats put in. When you got a cat like Jaylen Brown, who this is all for the fans. This is all for the people. This is for the city of Indiana type or state of Indiana type thing, mm-hmm. right? This is for them. And y'all gonna disparage him?
I'm not. Why? He was doing that the whole weekend.
Like, so. And it's like, but what is the point? What is the point of you? If nobody likes it, nobody likes it, bro. But some people paid to come.
No, honestly, some people fans
still like it. Even when it doesn't look good, the fans still like it. Even when it's half-assed, the fans still like it. And you know what I wanted to say? Because I keep forgetting that I want to make this point. The people that did show up for these, it was the skill challenge. Did you see how they broke it down? So last year, I think they did it was the first time. There's separate teams for the skills challenge. And there's categories, so or rounds, I guess. So each round, your team can rack up so many points and hopefully make it to the next round. Okay. So there's like three or four teams of like three people. And we do different skill challenges. Uh-huh. And they're kind of cool. Half court shots and stuff like that.
Okay.
And this year, the people who tried the most was the G Leaguers. Uh-huh. They tried really fucking hard. And it looked good. It looked like they were putting on a show because they really wanted to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the first rounders looked really ass. That was Anthony Edwards, Victor Wembanyama, and Paolo Banchero. Okay. Their team was the worst. And it's because they had probably the most on them. And they just wanted to have fun. Like mm-hmm. you said, they were just there to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to see that. We don't need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want to be there... sit them down.
That's the whole mess of the situation. Is it's like you won the biggest names there, but the biggest names want a fucking break, bro. Mm-hmm. If I'm a superstar on my team, I'm busting my ass for the last 3 months to be that dude on my team.
Yeah.
When you give me a week off, and then you again tag me, hey buddy, the people love you. Come exhaust yourself doing this dumb shit. For a couple hours, right? And then this
dumb shit.
Then get back to work, nigga.
You know what? And you know what? Okay, hold up.
And I don't mean to disparage it as dumb shit, but it's one of those things where it's like you can't put so much pressure on somebody through 3 months and then give them a week off and then be like, you know what? You don't, because you're good, because you're special, we need you to work harder. What, nigga?
No. I don't want to work harder.
You see what I'm saying?
Actually, I'm not going to work. I have an idea instead of that. How about instead of me working harder, we make it my team. Or we make it me captain of. You know what I mean? And then, wait. Because it's the all-star game, and we want to see the stars, but they don't necessarily want to play. But we still want to see a great product. We can still put people behind them that want to play in these events, mm-hmm. like the all-star game,
mm-hmm.
and put them out there that want to play. Like, let's say the reserves. All the reserves that they first time that really want to be there. We put them in the game, and you put it as the all-stars. Like, let's say it was Curry and LeBron's team, right? Curry and LeBron don't have to play, but it's their team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you keep it on them. We get them mic'd up, and you hear from the stars. You hear them coaching their team. And let's say their team is, let's say the rookies versus the sophomores or some shit like that. You could do it different ways where it's about the stars and not necessarily about the players that don't want to be here all the time.
I think it's going to turn into the hockey model. Because you know how hockey got two parts of the season? They do one part and I think they take a month off or something and then come back. And they have an all-star shit, but I think it might be at the start. Of the second part,
mm-hmm.
it might be some shit like that. Because at the end of the day, it comes down to rest, bro. When you have cats flying around the country for every other day, mm-hmm. right, back and forth. I don't give a fuck if you playing basketball, nigga. That traveling is hard on your body. And you keeping yourself at a high level and showing up every night, right? All of these things. When you give cats time off, they'll show up to that all-star weekend to kick off the next second half and go crazy, hella competitive, because they ain't seen niggas since they last left, right? They try to show them that they still got it. They making sure their skills are sharp. The skills challenge makes more sense, nigga. How you shooting after a month off? All of these things. Where are your skills at after a month of you not having to be at work? You not in practice every day. You not got games every other week, every other night. Right? Now you show up, bro, and they go hard like they do during the fucking off season. They got pickup games. Right? And then you into the next season, fresh reboot. Looks real good.
I like that, but I don't see them breaking up the season that much.
I feel like they should, because then I feel like it would let football breathe, and they not because we already talk about how they attendance and shit don't shoot up until football over. Mm-hmm. Nigga, when you have the Super Bowl coming, that did shit for 3 weeks.
Then after the Super Bowl,
All-Star game, bam, second half of the season.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's kind of like that already. You just have more space in between. It could work.
And you already have a fucking early season tournament. So if you got first half tournament, bam, it end, football playoffs start. Feel me? Niggas, you dead that shit. Come back with the All-Star game and start the second half, bro. You off and running.
I see that. I can see that. Especially if they shorten the season the way they've been saying they want it to. That could make more sense, and it would still be very entertaining. That's a good way to think about
it. If we only talk about numbers and entertainment factor, right? Why are we know baseball gets numbers, but they get people in the seats, not on TV. So, the fact that you compete with football so hard, y'all got a whole tournament to compete with regular season football. You cannot compete with playoff football.
You can't compete with playoff football.
Y'all don't even dominate the conversations during them weeks when they ain't even playing.
Nah. They're still talking about them. Yeah.
So, let them have that. Come right back, bruh. Go crazy.
Yeah, I like that. You smart, man. Hey, you should be in this. You should be in marketing or something. Maybe we both should.
If they pay, bruh, I'd do it. Like, I be giving niggas ideas for free. But they don't ask me, though. You know what I mean? Because they don't ask, I'm not just going.
I'm just saying, we be coming up with a lot of shit here.
Hey.
And you're thinking, man, how to make this All-Star game better.
I feel like that's what it... For me, it just comes down to niggas is tired.
And I still feel like because it's the All-Star game, you have to make it about them in some way. But I want to just remind people that, like, what you're saying is true. They are tired. So if you put it on them, but make it less about them playing.
Or make it a big three type of thing where you're the captain of the team. Or you play if you want to.
Yeah, but nigga, we
not doing full court games. Nigga, this is half court 303. LeBron and his folks against Giannis and his folks. And it's a tournament.
You know what I mean? Can light that shit up perfectly.
It would be great. You could have two games going on at the same time.
I wouldn't do the two games, though. But I would just put it to where it's like we light it up and make it a centered on you thing, where half-court basketball would look bigger than it should because it's on TV and because we have the special lights and shit to make smaller part of the space look really big.
I would say the two games at one time because at the end of the day, it's an event for the fans. And I don't expect you niggas to go too hard 3-on-3. You see what I'm saying? All I want you to do is put an exhibition on for these niggas.
I mean, you could do it in a tournament up to the last type.
Yeah, I'm with you in making it big. But if it's a tournament and it's an all day thing, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's fucking.
But that could be really cool.
It would be hoop it up for the NBA type
shit. Literally, but where you okay? So did you watch the Steph versus Sabrina thing?
I didn't watch none of it.
That was literally the peak of it.
Okay,
it was watching them two go at it.
Uh huh.
And then at the end of it, they said, "Okay, this was good enough, and the people peeked in for this that we should probably do another one, but this time
we should have
2-on-2 tournaments." Uh-huh. And I'm like, "Okay, well, y'all thinking on this level now, but we can do this with everything." It doesn't have to be this one thing. But the idea is you're adding the WNBA to it. You're adding the G League players into it.
My thing is they already did it in NBA Live. When you go to the NBA street shit and you got Breonna Stewart and LeBron on the same team.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I mean?
You could do that in a video game.
Right. You could do it in a video game. Why can't you do it on All-Star Weekend when this shit don't matter? It has no bearings who wins or not. It's just a celebration of basketball. So be a celebration of basketball.
I'm with it.
Like, and if you want to, in the All-Star game, if you want to have a 5-on-5 one, do it with the G League cats, because you know they're going to come out there and give you the best basketball possible.
Yeah.
The best actual basketball possible.
Literally. And it's not just the G League cats. It's the G League cats, any rising stars.
Like, what's it called? The rising star game is always better because they be balling.
First time All-Stars. All of these people are coming to the All-Star game wanting to actually show out. If it's not your first time, it's different.
If it's not your first time, bro, 303, hoop it up.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we with the team captain type shit.
Yeah.
But there's so many different ways they could work that out. It doesn't even have to be basketball, bro. They could do fucking...
ping pong.
Yeah, little games, though. But I mean, they get basketball center.
But they did it with football, where they at the Pro Bowl, they playing golf and shit.
Exactly. But, like, it doesn't have to be this the normal way that we've been doing it.
I think because the general thought is, because this is the basketball All-Star game, there has to be basketball played, right? And instead, what you said at the beginning of the conversation is true. We just want to be at the party with all the other cool niggas. So if it's just a party, a celebration of the cool niggas, we'll pull up to Vegas and watch them golf, watch them play some ping pong. They're going to have a swimming challenge, whatever the fuck they do.
Literally. We can be random every fucking year.
We're going to pull up and watch because, you know, LeBron beat AD swimming.
And it could be random fucking players in the NBA. Like, you know how you just invite people? We got the top 5 swimmers in the NBA going in a swim-off.
Right.
Random. It's like, you didn't know they had this
bowling tournament.
Top 5 singers in the NBA. We know Victor Oladipo got pipes. Who the fuck else in the NBA can sing? You know what I mean? It's the All-Star weekend. Damn.
That would... people would definitely tune into that. It's really because, dog, we watch enough basketball. We see these niggas do this every night.
And you just want to see them be stars.
That's it.
At this point. Once again, we ain't even fans like that.
I don't even give a fuck. I don't even care. But I like that. I like where we took that. I like that. All right, man. So, All-Star Weekend was what it was. Hopefully, they do anything we said here. moving on. Should we talk about Klay Thompson or the fighting in the workplace? Because the fighting in the workplace is something I felt like we got to talk about, only because these niggas is grown men.
Does it have to do with basketball?
Kind of.
Okay.
Well, it started with, first off, Draymond punching the nigga like he didn't punch the nigga. That's the number one. That's the number one. We're going to move past that, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, he didn't just punch him.
We're just going
to
move past that, though. We saw him hit him, and then...
he didn't just hit him.
What did he do? Did he hit him or not? That's the question.
It was a lot worse than that.
Okay, we don't need to go into the details again. Yeah. Pushing past that, I'm going to just say, he did that. Then this other cat, the same dude that tried to fight LeBron one time.
Oh, Stewart. That's what they call him, Beef Stew.
Punched a nigga in the tunnels or something by the locker room. Said,
see me outside in the tunnel, son.
So, again.
Out in the back, son.
I only bring
they this. They say that a lot, too, when they get in fights.
I only bring this up because somebody called the police after he did whatever he did. Right?
Hello?
They got charges pressed. But my issue is everybody trying to clown the dude calling the police, right?
Oh.
And my stance is,
we're supposed to just let ourselves get beat up out here?
I'm at work, my nigga. Like, what? You supposed to be able to control your emotions in this area. You do not solve problems that way.
This is why they were saying when Draymond punched Nurkic that he could have pressed charges. And they was wondering if he was.
No, but did you see the response to bruh pressing charges was, that's a bitch move across the board.
Wow, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So it's like one of those things. Like, oh, you can, that's but culture. But that's not. It's not okay for him to be a fucking loose cannon as a grown man.
A little bit.
That's not it. That we should not. Okay, that should not be okay.
As you already say, this is a work environment. If it's an unsafe work environment, that's a problem. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's my point. That's all I'm saying. It's like, bro, we're not in the streets. We not out here fucking bag for bag, nigga, trying to shortstop niggas to get money. That's not what we do here. That's where you gotta fight a nigga.
I just wanna be, you know, really hard and show people that I'm really hard.
You're a grown man.
I'm also really hard though.
Get your childish ass the fuck away from me. Like, no, and like,
this is what I think every single time I see Draymond go at people, and what's his first thing that he says about people? He says, "You a bitch, y'all pussy." Every single time I've seen him go
again,
at somebody.
Bro, and as somebody that has seen him articulate himself well, and I've made my jokes, but he not stupid, so that's
he do that to certain people.
You can't control yourself, or you know how to speak. So if you know how to speak, you know how to control yourself. So what the fuck is this?
Bullshit. And you get away with it because the league is okay with you getting
away. And I'm not okay with it. And usually I never invoke children in anything, right? Mm-hmm. I never use that. You a role model and shit like that. It's not a role model. It's when you see niggas do shit in places they shouldn't. And it's okay. We okay it. We make excuses for it. We make the dude that called the police look like he bad because he got assaulted at work. Nigga, the fuck? I'm just supposed to let this rock?
Why is
are we just supposed to fight like men? The fuck, nigga? Nah. That's not what I came here for.
Nah. Plus, once upon a time, they didn't want this in the league, right? Where they would crack down on shit like this and suspicion for how long. And,
Right.
If that's the you know, mindset.
No, like, it's one of those things where shit would happen behind the scenes and it would never make it to the public. Niggas would fight all the time.
Yeah, well, nowadays.
But because.
I'm not just going to let somebody come at me.
Because it's nowadays and we have information and everything comes out, you can't behave that way.
In general.
Period. What are you doing? What did he say to you that made you run up on him? Was it words, nigga? Did he assault you? Did he assault you first? What happened? Or you just decided to punch him because you was mad?
I don't care. It's a basketball game and we don't need to fight after.
This was walking into the game.
So this was before the game they fought?
Nigga, there wasn't nobody there but them.
Before the game they fought. So this was a pre-beef.
This is, nigga, we
from
walking.
Last time?
Who knows? We ain't heard no stories about why. We just know he got charges pressed. My point is, again, you fully grown, my nigga.
So, yeah, you wanted to talk about the violence in the league. I think these grown men just need to grow the fuck up.
That's it. That's it.
Because, like I said, I stopped being kind of a fan of Draymond after the punch shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he was talking about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just made me look at him like he's a very immature person. I can't fuck with you when I know you lying to me in my face.
And my thing is, what does maturity mean when I've seen you not act this way?
Yeah, I've seen you. I know when you're on your game and I know when you're bullshitting.
Mm-hmm.
I also know when you're using the refs and all of that shit to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So when you just wild out and snap and hit somebody, I know you knew what you were doing. You can't re-explain in some kind of bullshit way what you were doing to me to make it sound good. I'm not a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know when a kid is making an excuse. I know when you're making an excuse.
Exactly.
Don't like that shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I'm at is the fact that these things keep happening and it's not. Somebody had made the point, well, maybe dude didn't call him, but it was like the word from up top that we got to do this to make a point, right? And it's like, yeah, but how is this even something that you would think to do in your work environment?
Because it's been allowed. And we gotta, if you're gonna be real about this shit, you gotta, like you say, if it came up from up top, it doesn't even matter. You gotta crack down on this to like it a safe environment to work in. If it's not, then you gotta market your sport as such, like it's hockey.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
And that's not what we do. So if you can't touch when you're on defense, obviously, you can't go in the locker room and
punch somebody. It don't work that
y'all
way.
Y'all fucking stupid, bro. I don't want to hear that shit.
But yeah, that
Beef Stew probably shouldn't be in the NBA no more, bro. Because he's had different incidents like this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's kind of where my point is. Where it's like you know who these people are, and how many incidents do you need to be like, oh, well, this is a problem, bro? He did it once. He gonna do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to grow up in your own mindset. Fucking even Ron Artest had to grow up. He had to realize what I was doing is stupid. Mm-hmm. I can't do this shit no more if I want to have a career in the NBA. I knew it then.
It's a work environment. You work here. It's not, you're not in college, you're not in high school.
And you're not on the street on just, you know, going at some random nigga. Fuck you, cuz. No, fuck you, cuz. Meet me out in the back. We're gonna fight. We're gonna squabble and settle this shit. It's not like that, dog. Y'all represent a whole city. Goofy motherfuckers, man. I swear I can't. How you gonna go to a charity event and talk to kids and be like, oh yeah, do your best and try to be a great person and do what you can for your teammates and the man beside you.
Taking a guy outside.
And the next time I see a cuz, don't ever allow no bullshit. Take them out back. Whoop their ass too. You know what I'm saying? Stand on business.
It'd be the same man. It'd be the same dude, bro. The same one. The same one say everything you just said. I'm so mad positive.
This is why that the John Morant shit was kind of getting to me, because I'm like, these kids really look up to you and you stand for something for them, right? But I can see that you're young and you're on your own mind and you're not there yet. Mm-hmm. And so I kept saying, I just hope he grows up. Because I can see that you're already a star to other people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you might not understand
to this, whatever this lash is.
You might not understand the level of stardom you have or impression you have.
Mm-hmm.
But also, bro, dumb shit fuck everybody up. Everybody do dumb shit. Ain't nobody, free of that. You know what I mean? We all go do some dumb shit. It's just how you respond to it. And if your response is a kid lying to you, right? Not no real feelings about, hey, nah, this, I might have fucked up there. Or I did some shit that I probably shouldn't have done. It's, nah, I don't ever apologize for shit I meant to do.
Dude, did you see Draymond laying on the ground after he got hit?
No.
Bro, because this was a perfect cry wolf moment. Where, because of who you are, we aren't even caring. They went for another four plays while he was on the ground holding his face because he got hit just on the ground.
Nobody cares, bro.
We running past you, over you and everything.
Nobody cares, bro.
Four plays, bro. They never stop.
We not and stopping for you.
Only because it's you. It's only because it's you. And like, we keep using Draymond as an example, and it's because you're an idiot. But
he's the one. Bro,
other players in the league that do the same type of shit, and you know we put on a product here, bro. It's not about you,
bro. We use Draymond as an example because he's the only egregious example over and over and over, bro. Everybody hate Dylan Brooks,
mm-hmm.
and they got instances of him doing the same type of shit. But you know whose name I don't hear a lot? Dylan fucking Brooks.
There's repercussions to his actions.
You see what I'm saying? There's like, yo, every time he done some shit, it's always been something and you don't hear about him no more.
He switched teams, bro. The whole city started hating on him like he wasn't good for them.
Yeah.
And you see how good they are without him.
Mm-hmm.
They need him. He is they Draymond. He was, and they didn't appreciate him because he was doing stupid shit and they didn't approve.
They didn't know that they needed a Draymond until their Draymond was gone.
Basically, but it's the stupid shit that matters. Your image to us is faulty at best.
Well, see,
and you need to correct that if you go represent our city.
Well, it's one of those things where none of these counts is Dennis Rodman. And what I mean by that is Dennis Rodman, before he was the Worm, right? He was just a hard-working player that was going crazy. Then when he started dyeing his hair and doing the wild stuff, he was still going crazy. Mm-hmm. His productivity never dipped because he was out there wilding, right? Even though he was wilding.
Yeah, he was a hard teammate to deal with, but he was on the court, he was working.
You knew he was here working, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, what he did off the court was him off the court. If he showed up for work on Monday, please believe his shit gonna be done. That's it.
I feel you.
And none of these other cats is that consistent with what they bring.
Draymond is, and that's why he always get away with shit, and it's irritating. He's actually the perfect parallel to Dennis Rodman, because it don't seem to matter how fucking ridiculous it is. We're going to give you some kind of slap on the wrist, because, you know, you're going to be productive when you get back out here.
just, you know, clean it up enough to get back out here.
Right.
That's literally what he just did the last time. Like, he, everybody hated him, right? You know, everybody's talking shit about Draymond. This nigga cleaned it up for a couple weeks.
That's all he had to do.
Was just basically just didn't say anything.
And yeah, when just, he came no, back, hey, just shut up.
And when he came back, he dropped a podcast immediately. You know what I mean? He had one good week.
Oh, he had words.
And was talking all that shit about how good he was. You know what I mean?
He right back on it.
Right. Nothing changed.
Right. See, but hey, it's amazing how your image clean up if you shut up.
Just shut the fuck up.
Just be quiet for a little bit. Just a little bit.
We ain't heard nothing from Ja Morant in a while either, bro. Just shut up.
Hey, just be cool. Just be cool. Do them Nike ads that they're going to give you and rock.
Be all right.
That's it. Don't say nothing. Stay at home.
I just need to see replays of you dunking.
Like, look, bro, just get you in a state like Rick Ross. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, you ain't even see the episode. All right.
Bro, we not talking about the show no more.
Hold up, bro. Hold up.
We talking about Klay Thompson.
Bro. We are.
Wait, we need to get to Klay Thompson.
Hold on, bro. I'm going to just say this. This nigga Rick Ross pop up, right?
This nigga gonna tell me the show.
Hold on, I'm not.
We gonna talk about it next week.
This is just a quick 10 seconds in there. And he was like, I got acres and acres. I got millions of chickens. Quack, quack, quack.
I don't like you.
That shit was so fucking funny.
I'm hella fucking done. Klay Thompson
took our advice. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Klay Thompson. We be on some shit when we be in here. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
I try to tell
you. I want to dust my shoulders off. I've been saying that shit for a while, right?
I said he need to lock in with that Ray Allen mindset.
And just a long time ago. Bench,
it's okay to come off the bench. You a shooter, bruh. Stand in that corner and knock him down.
He's been saying it for the longest.
That's all we need you to do.
I've been saying he's been a detriment to the team. You need to, you know. You
need to get rid of this nigga.
Either get rid of him or have a real talk with this nigga. I was like, somebody needs to be real with him. Brad, how long have I been speaking that shit?
You've been saying he did have to get rid of him for hella long.
I was saying be real with him. On top, because I knew they weren't going to actually get rid of him because it was the same with Draymond. We need to get rid of Draymond more than we need to get rid of Klay because he was a fucking loose cannon idiot.
We're
not getting rid of Draymond. I know we're not getting rid of Klay. Don't matter how bad they are. You know, we got three Jordans on the team. These niggas ain't going nowhere.
Bro, but yeah, I'm glad that it's working for him coming off the bench.
Bro, it was so hard. It was so hard. Did you hear him?
I seen his heartbreaking.
That shit was heartbreaking as a motherfucker, bro. There's rare times you can sit there and laugh at a person back and be like, damn.
He cried in the car.
Yeah, no, it ain't just that. It's like, oh, I feel bad, man. Maybe we shouldn't have been so. Like, nah, he deserved that shit. Like, he was terrible. He knew he was terrible.
I mean, you pointed out the couple of games that he cost him just because he was not doing it.
The reason he came back this time off the bench is because he lost us another game doing some more stupid shit. He had a terrible fucking game, right? And then we put him in the last moment, and he just fouled a nigga. And we were like, was it tied up or we're down two? I don't know. We had a chance to win. And he just fouled a guy. Ruined and it took us out of it completely. Killed the whole game. No more coming back. We got some seconds left. They about to shoot some free throws. We out the game. Thanks, Klay Thompson. Sit your ass on the bench for the next game. We ain't doing that no more. Put the rookie in. He's better than you. That's humbling as fuck. The rookie's better than me? Yeah, you know that, nigga. He's been better than you for months now.
He's been better than you.
He ain't costing us games. You are. Damn. And it's been consistent. So this was a humbling moment for Klay Thompson. Uh-huh. It was very hard.
I mean, but then he dropped 30 on him.
But off
the bench, though.
That was good for him the next day. You know what I mean? That was good the next day.
Yo, this thing said,
nah, because we've all been dumped and got the pity fuck. This ain't, it ain't what you think it is, my nigga. It ain't cookies no more, bro. Shit's about to change from here on after.
That nigga said we've all been dumped and got the pity.
The pity fuck feels incredible. Nigga, the breakup angry sex, that should be feeling great.
Hey, that was
thinking right y'all before, about to on, work it on. Out, nigga.
That was right before the All-Star break. That's fucked
nigga,
up.
Nigga, we about to work it out, nigga? No, it's not. It's not. You put your best pumps in, son. That shit leaking, nigga.
Damn. That's fucked up, son. That's rough.
It ain't never coming back. It's I over mean, with, bro. You know that's the problem,
what's
though.
Really fucked up is the All-Star break is usually when niggas resign.
Klay Thompson is going to resign, but you know what? Once again, this is hurtful. He said, I'm willing to take a reduced role to come back and be with the Warriors. At the beginning of the season, he said, I'm not taking 2 years, $40 million. I'm worth more than that. Then he played like ass for 2 months and they took the deal away.
Oh, no. Said, oh, no.
We'll see what you can do. And he was so bad, we don't even want him on the court for most of the time.
Yeah, I'm saying.
So now you can take what you can to stay with the team, is what he's saying.
They like,
my nigga went from y'all lucky to have me
hold
to
on, bro.
Y'all I'm lucky to be here.
Dog.
Humbling.
He not resigning.
Yes, he is.
All right, we're going to make a bet.
If he can resign somewhere else, no, he's not going to be great.
No, no. Like, no, I'm saying with the everything you just spelled out for me is he's not resigning with the Warriors, dog. Look, because the timeline works out where I'm too good for this bullshit you're trying to give me. He doesn't play that way. They take the offer back, right? And then he plays worse. Mm-hmm. All the way to being benched. Bruh, we not... like you said, we all got the penny fucked. We got that one last hurrah, bruh. You got that 35 off the bench. You broke the record, probably.
It was nice.
Cool. Bye. Yep.
Damn. On the better things. That new rookie that's been putting in work.
These other two cats have been dying to get some time.
Better than you, bro. Period.
That's fucked up.
It is what it is. You know.
Yo, we need to.
Past your prime.
We definitely need to revisit this when he resigns.
No, but for real, though, because it's going to be off the bench or he's just going to go somewhere else and be Klay Thompson. That's not Klay anymore.
Bruh. Did you write this down? You've been practicing it. You've been practicing these takes.
As a
you've been,
Warrior
you've been,
fan.
Hold on. You've been watching the Warriors game, just planning your takes.
As a Warrior fan, we just are on this. We just on a vibe where we know. Bro, like, there's so many people that really love these teams, and they don't want to say anything bad about these dudes. Mm-hmm. But there's no reality to what they're saying. Oh, Clay's okay. Just great. You know, he's going to retire and go down as one of the best Warriors. Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. But there's also a drop-off. You know, Kobe wasn't great in his last years. Neither was Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Klay is not great in these last years. That's just what it is. How he ends it is up to him. If he's going to be coming off the bench or playing for another team, starting and then eventually going to the bench. You laughing, bro. Bro,
cuz. The way that you say it is just so flippant. Like, yo, he's just gonna come off the bench or go somewhere else and then come off the bench. Like, yo. That's funny as fuck. You can't say it's not.
But look, because I feel like.
I mean, as realistic as it is, it's still fucking funny.
It happened to Russ, bro. Russ is still great. But he had to come off the bench because you needed a reduced role. It's not that you aren't great.
Well, I mean,
you're great limitedly in limited moments, limited time on the court. He got 17 minutes and went for 35. Mm-hmm. When he played 30 minutes, he's ass. He's shooting you out of games and he's terrible. Doesn't mean he can't go for 35. It means
that that's not his role anymore. He's not a full-time two-way defender type or
and
two-way player.
He finally sees that, and he wasn't seeing that before. Before, he was like, no, I'm still that. I can get back to that.
Bro, it's like I could tell you off top, bro, when Cat's game plan to at you, that's not. You time to go.
Bro, that's why I said this shit was hard to see for Klay. Because mm-hmm. he was not just allowing that to be what was spoken about him. Like, nah, fuck that. I'm Klay Thompson. You know what I mean?
You ain't been Klay Thompson since, like, I don't know.
He has a lot of moments of him being Klay Thompson still.
Nah.
He had one,
you know what, like, a couple days ago. Only reason I can say, like, I feel like everybody leans on the offensive side.
That is. It is the offensive side.
And that's not the Klay Thompson that I know. Mm-hmm. Like, Klay Thompson can shoot, yes, but Klay Thompson was the defensive stopper. That nigga was the one you put on whatever wing person they got. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, bro, he can lock him up, and we can work with this other shit, because the other niggas don't play defense like that.
He can't none of that
shit. Exactly. So you're not, that's not it. Like, when I see it, I need glimpses of that Klay Thompson to do some shit.
That shit gone, bro.
Yeah.
He don't even run around the court the same.
That's what I'm saying. And that's where the problem lies. Like, you're a different player than you were.
He Kyle Korver now, and he don't know how to completely be Kyle Korver. Yeah, it's right. Like, I'm Kyle Korver when he's hot. Not when Kyle Korver is, you know, just Kyle Korver.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be that.
Yeah, just go to the bench.
That nigga is, basically, I've always had my Megazord.
Right.
He always had his little thing and the suit, bro. I've always been powered up. I ain't never been regular. You know what I mean? And now I got to learn how to be regular me during the day.
Tommy just jumped up in the Zord, bro. It's
a wrap. No more Zord, bro. That shit gone.
How many times have we referenced that fucking scene from Power Rangers?
I think we like to date ourselves.
That shit funny
in the
as
best way possible.
That shit funny as hell. I don't care, bro. When Tommy jumped up into the Zord, it was a wrap.
And whooped their ass, bro.
Hey, start fighting everybody.
Them niggas start flying out the Zord.
It was 106, bro, and he whooped all their asses. So, that's all we got, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry for Klay, bro. You're going to do well as a reduced player. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, if he still want to be in
a
league
warrior
like
as
that.
A reduced player, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, so second half predictions for the season?
It depends on how far we want to go with this. Who do you think is going to the championship?
Who's good enough to you? Do you believe in the Clippers?
I do believe in the Clippers.
I don't believe in the Clippers at all.
I believe in the Clippers only because, like, this is the first time Kawhi has shown emotion. Like,
yeah, but like one of them niggas gonna pull a hammy or.
But I think that they have the pieces that even if they do, they not reliant on all four like that. That's my point. They don't need all four of them niggas to like get shit done. Do they need three and some help? Yes.
True.
Right, and I feel like they got the way that their roster is built. They can figure it out. Like, if one go down, okay. If two go down, it might be a problem. But I feel like if they can make it, they'll be a problem for anybody else that made it.
I feel you on that.
I don't know, dog. Who else is out there? Who else is good?
Because I still believe in Denver and people trying to act like they're not the same team.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything from Denver as often as I pay attention to basketball, but I think that, you know, how you was talking about the Niners and their window closing. It's one of those things where you have a 4 to 5 year run where y'all are peak, and mm-hmm. they've been at peak since the bubble, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they're getting close to the end of that.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I would say about them. Are the Thunder in the West?
I don't. So they just young. They're very good. I don't think they're gonna go that far yet. And if they do make it to the finals, I'd be surprised, but I wouldn't put them further. You know what I mean? It's like it's kind of like that other Thunder team that was young and they made it all the way to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, that's great, but you know they got stomped when they got to the finals. It's like, do you really want to make it to that point and get stomped and never go again, or do you want to just build on what you got?
Well, I think that I think if they can make it, because I think the West is the stronger conference. I think if they can make it, there ain't nobody in the beast that could like. In the East, that could beat them in 7 games.
The OKC, for real?
I don't think so. Who?
Well,
I still believe in the Celtics. I'd say the Bucks could.
Nope.
The
Bucks ain't even going to make it.
Maybe. I would say I don't believe in the 76ers, but we already know that thing. It's more of like they should have the talent to beat
they
them.
They should, but...
But maybe not. Mm-mm. Maybe not.
I think the Celtics would give them a challenge, but I think they could beat the Celtics because everybody can beat the Celtics.
I don't think that.
No, that's my stance is on any given night, the Celtics could catch that L.
I think they're different in the playoffs.
I don't think
so. They seem to turn it up to me.
Even if they, I think they still 50-50. Like, regardless of if the team, if you playing well, you can beat them. That's my point.
I see what you mean.
It's like, I don't give a fuck what they bring. Mm-hmm. If you playing well,
you can beat them.
That's Damn. It.
That's saying something because I kind of see that.
like if you can get your shit rocking, brother, what they got for you? Mm-hmm. Like, if you can get your shit going, I think they got a problem.
Well, but that's my thing about a lot of these good teams. I feel like if you get going against the 76ers, you could get them to give up. If you get going against the Clippers, you can make them want to give up. If you get going against...
So, the difference between, I would say, the... Clippers and the 76ers would be the Sixers is younger and they get beat a lot. Mm-hmm. Like the Clippers are older and they have that nigga, I'm not losing today. Mm-hmm. Right? Like that's it. At the end of the day, it's like, all right, we getting beat. And they look at each other. Nigga, are we playing today or are mm-hmm. we going home?
Are we trying to beat them?
Like, right. And if they
bring it that night.
And if collectively they say, nah, all right, bro, they going to turn it off. Mm-hmm. Like, they old, bro. That's how old niggas move. Do I want to do this right now? No.
I see, but I don't believe in that when it comes to the playoffs.
I think that I believe in that with them specifically because of all the things we said before. Hometown team. It's the Clippers taking that.
This would be a perfect year for them.
That's what, like yeah. Because all of those stars align, I feel like the effort level will rise.
You know what? I want to not believe into them until they do it. You okay. know what I mean?
That's fair.
Where it's like, if they actually do it, I'll flip it and be like, oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. But until they show you,
okay. Hey.
I still believe y'all mad. Gonna be the team that gives up. But look, they are great. And mm-hmm. I like that story, mm-hmm. you know, to the end. In the West, though, my team, people keep talking about, you know, because Kuminga's doing better.
They
might be.
Hell nah.
No, swear
Hell
to
nah.
God. No, swear Hell to God. Bruh. This is where I be with you, bro. Like, your reaction right here Hell is where nah. I be.
Nigga, these niggas been hot fucking garbage up and down, left and right, nigga.
I couldn't even get it off. Because you are with me with this shit where it's like, for real. Like, I understand that they do it a little bit better, but this is literally their first time looking good as a team.
Nigga, in 4 months.
This is their first time looking like a team. And y'all are ready to say they can challenge for the championship.
Ain't these
like,
niggas
these are the
in,
videos and the medias and the,
these
medias
in
and the people.
Sixth,
that,
eighth place, some shit. They, ain't they
we
out?
We in the 10th, bro. We,
yeah, y'all ain't
or
even.
12th or
y'all
like that.
Playing right now.
We trying to be in the play-in.
Hey, bro, God bless your fan base, bro.
Like, yo. And it's like, I understand the propaganda. You can say good things about the team when they're doing well, but mm-hmm. it's like, how much are you going to believe in the bullshit? Kuminga barely knows how to play, and this is his first time, you know, getting real run.
Bro, he ain't got, he'll get it, but.
This is the first time we saw Klay Thompson go to the bench, and we putting a rookie in his spot. We still don't have a big man. Kevon Looney is, you know, slow as shit, and we ain't even playing him that much anymore.
Y'all still owe Looney, bro. That's crazy. How is he your only, like, legitimate big man?
Because our next big man is a rookie who's 6'9", or 6'8".
The light-skinned dude?
Yeah, he's good-ish.
But he like Draymond. Like, he's short with long arms.
You know
like,
what I mean?
Yeah. And
he kind of athletic,
he, like, he
but
can
he's
do
a rookie.
It, but...
And he's small. All right? So it
what you doing with 7'2"?
Problem.
What you doing with 7'2"?
Niggas be talking.
What you doing with?
Once again, it's this fan thing where it's like, yo, we have a big man. Just use Trace. I like Trace. I like him. I think we should use him as the big man in the role. But I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that as if that's going to solve our problem.
All right. So check this out. I don't, you know how I feel about Wimby, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But. So you can put Trace and Wimby under the basket, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's going to clang off, right? And Wimby just going to put his hand up. Mm-hmm. What Trace going to do?
Jump. Fuck out.
He going to look like a child.
I mean, he's big enough to try to move him out the way. He could try. But that's what I say. He looks bad against dudes that are bigger and older than him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which is why we need to get a bigger, older guy. And we didn't do it. And I don't know if we're going to do it. But if we don't do it, how are you going to sit here and explain to me that this is a serious team?
Which y'all going to put Draymond on Sabonis again?
Yeah. We're going to put him on Sabonis. We're going to put him on Nikola. We're going to put him on Anthony Davis, who whooped our ass last year. We're going to put him on, even if we get to the championships, we're going to put him on.
Who's Giannis. We're going to put him on. Giannis.
We're going to put him on. Who else is out there? Oh, Embiid. We'll put him on KCP. It don't fucking matter. Anybody who's big and great, we're going to put Draymond on them, and we're just going to think it's going to work out.
We're just going to hope. Hope for the best, bro. Just hope for the best.
6'6". Can they rebound over Draymond all the time? He can't jump like that no more.
How you Jordan height, bro? You going against...
That nigga 34, 33, 34. He can't jump like that no more. And they rebound over him all the time. Nigga, young niggas who ain't that good be rebounding over him all the time now.
Because they don't have to be that good. They can just jump.
Bro, it's stupid shit. It's like, as a fan, it's like you can... If they get any kind of a run going, you'll believe in it. And that's it. And it's like all of your basketball IQ just goes out the window. I just believe in the goodness that I saw.
Yeah, nah. Mm-mm. That it don't... I don't even watch y'all like that. Bro. But it's one of those things like y'all too up and down. When cats is out here running up and down the court.
They have the most crunch time games in the league.
So that means every game is close?
Every game is close. Every game goes down to the last 5 minutes, and we lose a lot of them. We lose most of those games. So when you're a 50-50 team and you lose most of your close games, what does that tell you about you?
You're not good.
Or you mediocre at best.
You're not good. Because that's kind of the point is once you get down to crunch time, good teams win the games in the last 5 minutes. Right. You play to the last 5 minutes, you win the game right there, right?
We win in the last five minutes. We lose in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, because you know why?
We be having leads. We have so many leads from 15. I can't remember the stats, but we got one of the most in the league for having a 15-point lead and then losing a 15-point lead and then losing the game.
Well, I was gonna. because I was gonna say the way that y'all used to play was y'all would like beat cats into submission and be up by 25-30
in the third quarter,
right? But now y'all only up by like 15, and we can get that back. That's really what that is. Like we can get that back. Yeah. That's it. And it's not even. And y'all miss a few shots. It's a wrap. You got to keep pace. Like right. Like yo, if we up by 15, that means every shot you make. I gotta make. Every time you make a shot, I gotta make a shot. But if we miss a shot and you keep making shots, it's a wrap.
Bro.
Yeah, nah, that
seems to be out shooting us like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It just be Steph out there. It be Steph and nobody else, really. And Kuminga, as the dude that's coming up as the second scorer, he's not really ready for that role yet. But because he's doing well, people like, oh, we're gonna be great. We about to do the shit. It's nice now again.
Yo, it's because y'all have not. Your fan base is
ridiculous.
Has won too many championships too fast.
Yeah, they
like yeah, because a lot of your fans came at that time, right?
They're unreasonable.
Like so, why would they be? Yeah. Like the team has done well enough to produce unreasonable fans. Y'all went on a run. Y'all went down, came back, and won another one or another two or something weird, mm-hmm. like. That shit don't happen, right? And the players stay there. All the more reason for your fan base to stay tight because usually when players leave, fans leave too. True. I was a Magic fan until Shaq went to the Lakers. Like, it's that easy.
I was a Laker fan until Shaq left. That's some shit. That's funny.
Like, so your fan base has a reason to be unreasonable, but life gonna come at you fast. How about that?
That's why I'm like, I hope they do good, but like, I don't think y'all understand what's happening. But okay,
we'll see. Bro, you said the pity fuck. That was mean.
Is it not the truth?
That's so wrong.
You know how it feels.
That nigga said you
know
good,
what it's like, bro.
You got
it's good like, strokes yo, in. You getting all them good pumps in, bro. You like, I'm ooh, doing
we,
work.
We about to ain't get no, back together. Bro, she ain't gonna leave me after this, dick, nigga. See what I just threw down, nigga. Shit, I just put 50-40 on that motherfucker, boy. Bruh, then she about deletes 25 your number minutes. And block you.
Yeah. She already seeing other cuts, bro. It's been a wrap. You didn't know. It's okay. It's okay. Just ride the bench for her now. It's okay if that's what you wanted.
Wave that towel, son.
Bruh, if that's what you wanted, it's okay. There are a lot of niggas in the world that don't want to be bench niggas for some chick. It's but okay. You gotta understand, she got a roster regardless.
Talk that shit.
Who you are or not, bro. Hey. It don't matter who you are. Like, she still got a roster, bro.
Like, you can still be on the team or not.
You can come back. You can come back. You can make a comeback like Clay did. If you want to believe in that. I wouldn't necessarily believe in that. But all I'm saying is, depending on what you believe in, on your team.
You might just have to be on the bench for her, dog. It's okay, bro. Wear that flag. Wear that towel, bro.
Fucking Clay.
You see him out there getting it?
I feel bad for saying it like that, but it's the truth.
That's so fucking funny.
That's so fucking funny.
Yo, so again, I will be at Drink Easy Wines in Rancho Cordova March 8th doing some comedy
shit. Oh, shit, that's right around my birthday, too.
Oh, shit, son, you just gotta come out, man, to the wine spot. See what's up. And then I'm gonna be at Laughs Unlimited March 20th.
Okay.
With some really funny people. Getting it in, dog. Y'all gotta come check me out. Buy the merch. Some shit like this.
This is not merch.
Never. On the straightdopestory.com. Hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, you should. Yo, watch Vince Staples, the show. Vince Staples show on Netflix.
Watch Avatar. It's coming out this week.
Because I promoted his show.
Nigga, watch Avatar, nigga. Fuck is you talking about?
Only if you watch Vince Staples. You should watch Vince Staples first. And then if you have time.
Cause, bro. Cause.
If you have time. Cause. You can check out Avatar.
Cause, bro. I fuck with you, bro. I'ma need you. To put some respect on Avatar, though.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. I fuck with The Last Airbender.
Nah, I don't really fuck with the energy that you give at Avatar right now, cuz. We gonna have problems in a second if you...
We got the squabble of Avatar. I need to respect it, nigga. This nigga's head. Bro, the little homie Aang with the arrow in his head, bro. You gotta respect it, son.
I don't think you understand what my nigga was going through, son. Of the trials and tribulations that my nigga was trying to show you, cuz.
Bro, did he have a flying dog elephant?
Yes, it was a bison. Oh. A flying bison.
Oh. Okay.
You can't talk to the troll, nigga, bro. You can't talk to me like, about that type of shit. About the warlocks and the orcs and the fairy. I'm gonna say this shit with a straight face and be like, yep.
Straight up. All right, man. I think we've said it all. Yeah. All right, man. I'm Eluno.
I'm Trey B. The Wonder.
Catch us next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.